if you insist.
Yeah, I do insist. Somebody's got to run the board and talk to me.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you. It's 5:33, and this is the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. Anything exciting happen yesterday?
Not really. What a beautiful day.
It's a nice day. And
great dog walk.
Oh, a great
couple
dog
miles.
Walk. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You ever have the dog say, you know, I've had enough, and then stop and just won't get up?
No, never.
I had one do that, saying, these walks, you can back these off just a little bit.
No, you didn't.
I did.
For real?
Yeah, laid down on the grass. I said, let's go.
Yeah, well, sometimes my older one will be like, he'll pull towards the house. He doesn't lay down on the walk.
He'll pull towards the house.
But when he can
though.
See the house, he pulls towards there and looks at me like, okay, we're good. We're going home. So
dogs are smarter than you give them credit
Not the
for.
Younger ones, though. Gosh, I think they could go 10 miles.
I know. Well, today we have clouds and a 60% chance of showers and storms. High's going to be 70. It's 61 now. And this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:15. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, just a heartwarming parent moment that made my day a couple of days ago, you guys. So my husband Steve and I went to IU Bloomington for the day on Saturday for my daughter Delaney's honors convocation. She's a freshman, super driven, hard worker. You know, she's done really well. And so we just really wanted to be there that day for the ceremony.
Sure.
A lot of driving, 6.5 hours. But, you know, when those moments happen, got to be there. So we did the round trip in one day and, you know, we just had the best time. We met some of our friends. We went to this legendary pizza place on campus, Jack, that you would just die for, Mother Bear's Pizza. Have you ever been there?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. It was the number of different kinds of pizza.
Yeah.
The pizza was amazing and just all of the food. It was really good. So it's probably not going to be our last trip to Mother Bear's for sure.
Probably not.
But we visited, you know, we packed up some of her room to try to lighten the load because she'll be moving out in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the saying goodbyes are never easy, I don't think for either one of us. But so we were just a few miles out of town when I got this text from her and it said, "Growing up kind of sucks sometimes. I wish I could spend more time with you and Dad." And I was just totally touched and taken aback by it. You know, I don't remember ever saying that to my parents when I was in college.
I don't think I did.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were really close.
I mean,
don't get me wrong.
I told them I loved them, but
of course.
I didn't get, you know, into that deep. Wow.
Right. And I don't remember thinking, boy, I wish I could spend more time at home when I was living on this, you know, living the dream, right? Just, you know, living on an awesome campus, new friends, new life, that initial independence, just all the fun. And I said to Steve, you know what? I love that she feels that way. It makes you feel like you've done something right. And, you know,
you did something right.
Here we are a year in, just about. It's hard to believe it's 25% over, at least this undergrad. And I just love that we're such a close family unit. And honestly, then there's this. It's probably just the fact that the food is so much better at home. No joke.
Yeah.
You know, because my husband's a great cook. But whatever it is, we'll take it. It was just one of those just moments as a parent that it's going so fast, right? And, you know, there are so many changes underway as they grow up. And that's hard. It truly can be amazing, and it's amazing to watch them be who they were meant to be.
Yeah.
But it's also hard as they spend more and more time away from you, and that's what you want. You know all the feelings, parents. You know where I am here. But just having that moment where she is recognizing, like, God, like, this is awesome, but it kind of stinks. Like, I really wish I could spend more time with you and Dad. It just hit me, right?
Yeah.
And was just definitely a heartwarming moment that I wanted to share.
Well, that's a winner.
Tell me something good.
latest Hollywood drama, hookups, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, CBS is rebroadcasting Billy Joel's 100th Madison Square Garden special in its entirety this Friday at 9. And they've apologized for pulling the plug right in the middle of Piano Man on Sunday.
They did this.
And the piano sounds like a bubble. And the microphone sounds like a pig.
Live from CBS 4, this is your...
Oh, bad.
That's not good.
Yeah, fans were super fired up. CBS apologized for everybody interrupting that last song, saying it was a timing error.
It was a timing error.
Oh, man. Well, okay. This show must go on as well. We're talking about the Celebrity Family Feud starring the Golden Bachelor couple, Jerry and Teresa. So they recorded the show a few days before announcing their divorce. This is so funny. And everybody said they acted like the happy couple. No signs of trouble in paradise. Mm-hmm. Last week, Jerry even shared a picture of their blended family on that Family Feud set on Instagram, saying they had a great time. And a few days later, the divorce bombshell came on Good Morning America.
Right.
But Celebrity Family Feud executives say the show will definitely air, and it's probably going to get a lot more attention.
Oh, you have to air that.
Right?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, everybody's looking like, okay, so what's going on there? Uh-huh. Do they look like they're breaking up? Well, Henry Cavill says he's expecting his first child with girlfriend Natalie Fiscuso. He shared the baby news at his latest movie premiere. The premiere is The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, and he said he was really excited. Natalie's very excited. Those two have been going strong for nearly 3 years now. And Natalie had stepped out for a night together in New York City with her showing off her baby bump before they actually made it official. Natalie is a Hollywood executive who works in TV, but also did some work in front of the camera as a teenager on MTV.
Oh, all right.
Well, The Hollywood Reporter says Keanu Reeves has signed on to play anti-hero Shadow in the upcoming Sonic 3 movie. So Ben Schwartz will return to voice Sonic. Idris Elba will also return to voice Knuckles. Jim Carrey is going to appear as Dr. Robotnik when that film hits theaters.
Yeah.
It's slated for December 20th.
All right.
All righty. Today, let's do
some
birthdays.
Today is what?
It's, you know, Banana Day, Cheeseball Day, Kickball Day. And literally, wait for it, it's blah, blah, blah day. So that's when you just try to tune out the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And or try not to tune out the noise and listen today is what they're describing
as. All right. Who comes up with these?
Yeah. And it is Victoria Beckham's birthday.
Okay. Well... I'm going to say that Victoria Beckham is right around she might be 50 by now.
She is 50.
She is 50 by
now. Look at you.
How about that?
How about Jennifer Garner?
And then there's Jennifer Garner.
You know what? I saw the cutest clip from her. She was talking about, you know, her telling her dad that she got the Capitol. She voices all those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And she said her dad later called Capital One and said he wanted the Jennifer Garner card.
Yes.
And they said, oh, you know, are you a big fan of Jennifer? And he said, I'm her dad. He had a proud dad moment.
Yeah,
I love that so much. And the person on the other end of the phone is going, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give her a 50 as well.
She's 52 today.
She's 52, all right.
And
let's see if we can make it 350s.
Adam McKay.
Adam McKay is, man, he's got, he's, I know who that is. He's 60.
56.
All right. He's a movie or director or something.
Writer, director of Anchorman, Talladega Nights.
Yeah, there you go.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
744.
All right. I have a little life hack on getting permanent marker off of different surfaces.
Uh-huh.
And so this is a little bit more of, I don't know, we'll call this life hack extra because, you know, it depends on what surface you have. I'm going to give you a few tips here.
Oh, okay. So a little
So
different.
If you get permanent marker, you get a Sharpie on your clothes. Mm-hmm. That's the worst. Hand sanitizer takes it out.
Is that right?
Yep. If it's on your walls, you use toothpaste or hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on wood, like furniture, you use rubbing alcohol.
Yes.
If it's on your carpet, you use white vinegar. If that permanent marker is on your furniture, you use milk. Now, that one throws me off.
Man, I didn't know that one at all.
And then if you use permanent marker, and I've totally done this, on a dry erase board, you didn't use the special pens.
Oh, yeah.
All you do is use the dry erase markers on top of the permanent marker, and it comes right off. And I've done it, and that works.
And it works. How
about that? It's interesting.
Huh.
So, but yeah, the hand, I think the one that's probably the most common is you get permanent marker or pen or something on your clothing.
Yeah.
So just remember, hand sanitizer will take that right out.
All right. Very good. When I saw this, I actually couldn't believe it. Growing a beard is actually beneficial for your health. Did you know that?
No.
It protects the skin from the sun. Okay. I can see that.
Okay.
Prevents allergies, asthma attacks, and slows down the aging process. Is that...
Oh my gosh, I need to grow a beard.
No, don't grow a beard.
Like now.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 756, time for another edition of Go Figure. We've talked about this before, depending on where you live. Another country and a different city, you have different problems. Everybody has experiences with different problems. I don't think we would have this problem. Unless it escaped from a zoo, maybe. Residents in a suburb of Cape Town, South Africa, had a brush with the wild when a hippopotamus escaped from a nature reserve and was just wandering through the streets. Just a hippo just walking around people's backyards.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wow.
Grassy Park residents captured photos and videos when the hippo broke through a fence at the nature reserve and went wandering through residential streets just after midnight on Saturday. My 74-year-old mom watched from inside the house, said one of the residents. Was very scared as the hippo came straight to the door. I mean, that is scary. Hippos, first of all, are dangerous animals. And it could have killed someone.
No doubt.
But the Cape of Good Hope SPCA Wildlife Department said the police and the rangers were able to herd the hippo back to the reserve. And there were no injuries reported to humans or hippos. Now, you know, you have three dogs. And you know how crazy they get if like, they see a in your back.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
They lose their minds.
Oh, my gosh.
Now imagine a hippopotamus.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of funny, though, just to... We're going to digress for just 2 seconds, but
okay.
They're building behind us.
Yes.
And there are these, you know, they've just started digging it out this week, and there are these mounds of dirt that are... I can't describe how massive they are, probably 12 feet high or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the dogs run out there and bark like crazy as if it's a dinosaur, honest to God.
Because it's something different.
Something different. They can't
if
figure
it
out.
That's it, they can't.
So, yeah.
I know.
I can only imagine that would be very similar.
Yeah. I tell you, I don't have any dogs. Did I tell you that? I'm not sure if I ever told you that.
Oh, and you're happy about it.
Right now I am, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have one.
Yeah, go
again
figure.
Someday.
I'm not going to have a hippopotamus.
You could come visit. I got enough for everybody.
Oh, good.